You may have felt all the warmth as Canada expressed its sympathy to all of us about the 2016 election when we focused on our northern neighbor this week. But it's real tangible alarm south of the border in Mexico, which is the U.S.'s third largest trading partner after Canada and China. Mexicans have been sacrificial lambs on issues of trade and immigration throughout this campaign. But how are ordinary Mexicans viewing this election from their side of the border? To answer that, we turn to Monica Campbell in Mexico City. She's editor of the Global Nation Desk for our partner, PRI's The World.
People are extremely nervous that Trump has a chance at winning. Clinton, there's no comparison. She's much more popular. People are critical of the fact that she supported the war in Iraq. There are strong critics of NAFTA here. But there's no comparison that a Clinton presidency is much better for Mexico than a Trump presidency. And we've even seen it with the rise and fall of the peso, the local currency here. Trump rises in the polls, the peso here weakens. So if there's any indication, you can just follow that.
I'm curious about this fellow that you spoke with, Robert Bibar, who's 59 years old. You managed to speak with him in Tijuana. He expresses this seriousness about what the importance is of this election.
The outcome of the election will shape not only my future, but the future of many moms and families. If the correct candidate, the correct congressmen, senators are able to win their districts, there would be politicians that would actually work for a just, humane immigration reform.
He sounds worried.
He is. Mexico is has a huge investment in the U.S. election. You can't meet a Mexican here in this country who doesn't have family in the United States. And this gentleman, Robert Bibar, is one of those people. He has a U.S.-born daughter. He lived in the United States for years. He was deported. And he's hoping that the next president can enact real immigration reform, and particularly what President Obama has been trying to enact, which is a executive action that would give people like Robert Bibar a chance at legal status in the United States because they have U.S.-born children.
Some of the other voices you spoke with, you get the sense that while it's talked about as a fairness issue in the United States, immigration reform, it's a human rights issue among Mexicans.
Yes, absolutely. I spoke with a woman. Her name is Maria Garcia. She lived in Chicago for 15 years. She was undocumented, worked at a factory there. She now lives in Mexico City. And she also hopes that the U.S. election will make immigration reform possible. She sees immigration reform as something that treats people humanely and that it would be a reform that would recognize the binational aspect of many Mexicans.
True and humane immigration reform. That's also viable because we are binational. We have family in Mexico. We have family in the United States. This duality that Mexicans abroad have should be recognized.
Maria makes the point that from the Mexicans' perspective, the border needs to be blurred between the United States and Mexico, not turned into a walled-in, clear line on a map, as Donald Trump and some others are talking about. It's a radical difference in points of view.
Absolutely, because people here in Mexico, and so many people have lived in the United States or have relatives who live in the United States, know that what they do in the U.S. is valuable and that their decisions to leave their country and go to the United States and work and live is an important decision that, you know, nobody takes lightly. And that this type of human aspect of migration should be recognized. And then also, of course, just the plain practical aspect that Mexicans, many Mexicans in the United States are doing incredibly hard and valuable work, that should be recognized instead of building a taller wall and to keep these two countries that have such shared vested interests apart. And that's something that Mexicans here see very clearly. And they look at somebody like Donald Trump and think, he doesn't know our lives. He doesn't know what we do. And gosh, you know, we really wish that there would be a different discourse happening when it comes to immigration than this very polarizing debate that we're seeing centered around a border wall.
Of course, we know that both candidates, Monica, have spoken about border security And I'm wondering, as Mexicans look north to the choice in the November election, do they worry about that border security talk increasing the likelihood of unrest in Mexico itself? Or is it more a matter of Mexicans looking to the north and going, there they go again?
I think it's more that they're looking at the United States and hearing some of the same debate and rhetoric that's been heard for years when it comes to talking about immigration. You know, what do we do at the southern border, instead of really speaking about the real issues at play, which are the demand for labor, the fact that these are two neighboring countries, the fact that Mexico still is one of America's largest trading partners and vice versa. At the same time, I think one of the issues that's going to be increasingly difficult for the next president will be also the flow of migrants through Mexico, particularly from Central America. That's something that's real. And I think how the next president deals with that increasing flow of refugees or migrants, however you want to term them, that's a real issue.
Monica Campbell is editor of the Global Nation Desk for PRI's The World, based in Mexico City. Monica, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.